Earners, what's up? You ever wonder what's around the next corner? What happens if you push just a little further? With Nissan SUVs, you're equipped to take your adventure to unimagined levels. Imagine the possibilities with a Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada. Go ahead, find your next big adventure. And while you're out there exploring the unknown, the class-exclusive Google built-in becomes your ultimate co-pilot. No need to fumble with your phone. With Google Assistant, Google Maps, and the Google Play Store integrated into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the 2024 Nissan Rogue, your journey becomes seamless. Ask for directions, stream your adventure playlist, or send messages hands-free, all while keeping your focus on the adventure ahead. This just isn't any drive. It's a journey powered by innovation, where the road less traveled isn't just seen, it's experienced. The 2024 Nissan line aren't just SUVs. They're your gateway to adventure, equipped with the tools you need to explore every corner of the world around you. Nissan, dare to do what others don't. Visit your local Nissan dealer or NissanUSA.com to find out more and take the first step into your next adventure today.
You say you raised $30 million. What's the process of raising money? Like, who is in your circle of investors, and how do you network and promote your fund to actually get money into it?
Yeah, so it started out with that woman who, didn't have a lot of network, and so she was she worked at a big company, and then she had some money from that, so she put in like an angel investor. But then she introduced me to her friend who happened to just be in a network. That friend happened to be like a tech person from Facebook, who knew a man named Lars Rasmussen, who co-founded with his brother Google Maps. So that third investor in 2015 or the top of 2016, and he's a very early investor in Canva. So he's just very, very successful, and he sees things early. But that was kind of like the first like that I could see, oh, I'm going to be talking to people who have a lot of money and, you know, connection here. So I just spent, you know, every day, every waking hour, reaching out to people, working with people. Then like maybe mid 2016, Stuart Butterfield reached out, the founder of Slack. He just saw what I was doing and he wanted to be part of it. I reached out to Mark Andreessen because he said that something I wrote was interesting, and I used that as an opportunity to ask him to invest. And he ended up investing in three of my funds, like the smaller funds, which has been really cool. He has also blocked me on Twitter. So that tells you my life.
Why did he block you?
I have no idea. I have to ask him. I don't know. I should ask, Chris. I should ask Chris. I should ask Chris. I know y'all are friendly with him. He blocks everybody. He blocks everybody. But I must have said something one day that upset him. Because I will call people out. Like I call out Peter Thiel. I'll call out people who are like friendly. I'll call out Andreessen. I've called them out before. I've had conversations with Chris.
About what? What'd you call him out for?
And when George Floyd was murdered, Andreessen Horowitz, which is a multi-billion-dollar fund, announced their cultural fund.
Cultural leadership fund.
Yeah, and then they also announced this like $1 or $2 million fund, and it hurts me to say that word because it's not to me a fund that invests in Black people. I know what it's like to put together $1 million. So I'm not saying it's nothing. But when you have multiple billions under management and your response to a Black man being murdered on TV is to say, here's this penny, less than a penny. I was offended as someone who had invested at that point in maybe 140 companies led by underrepresented founders. I still am offended by it. And in fact, I mean, I know the people who are all part of it. It's not like I'm over here just like mad at them and yelling at them. I've talked to all of them. I appreciate the work that Chris is doing. I appreciate the work that Nate did. Black men in these organizations. I just think that the organizations it's really interesting to me that they're run by white people, white men. And especially Ben Horowitz wants to be so close to the culture. And if he's your friend, I'm not trying to offend you. But he wants to be so close to the culture. But tell me, besides like two founders that I can think of right now, how many times have they put more than $10 million into a Black founder's company when they are those to invest in? That's their business. It's their money. But just like it's their business to not do that, it's my business to talk about it. and just said out loud.
So the overall goal for Backstage Capital, you said you raised $30 million, should be valued at $100 million. Is there a number? Should it? Are you looking to be a billion-dollar fund? Like, mm-hmm. what is the goal, right? Because obviously, as you have more capital, you can deploy it.
Yeah.
It won't be 1,000 new millionaires. It'll be
a million new millionaires. The 1,000 new millionaires comes from me teaching people how to fish. Mm-hmm. That's straight up. It's not about how many people I can invest in. Mm-hmm. But I think for everyone involved, our founders, for the LPs who've already invested and the ones who could invest, based on the deal flow that we have, the people we get to see, the access we have. I just told you, I invested in OpenAI. Nobody else got to invest in OpenAI, directly through them, right? Unless you had like $100 million, $50 million.
What year was this?
This year.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Obviously wish it was sooner, but but it's a thing though. It's like when Troy invested in Uber and Lyft. I think for everybody involved, we should be at least a $350-500 million fund under management within the next 5 years. That's what we should be, because we can deploy it. We have the access. We have the skills to deploy that. You don't always have to have so much money. Like Robert Smith has billions under management, your friend, right? Because he's a private equity investor. So he's making investments that are so much bigger than the kind we're making. So we don't have to be a billion-dollar fund to be super successful. But I think that a $300, $400 million assets under management is something that's exactly where we should be in the pocket.
So what's your track record for your fund?
The track record is that we are about, well, it's called TVPI, total value paid in. That means that for every dollar that you've put in, what is that dollar worth on paper, essentially? So we're somewhere around 1.4, 1.5x hovering across 200 companies, which is pretty hard to track, but across that. So we haven't had any major exits. We have like 3 exits that have been small or aqua hires. We invest at the earliest stages. But if you look at the enterprise value of our portfolio, it's in the billions, which is incredible. Hundreds, if not thousands of jobs created directly from our investment, and revenue is in, the hundreds of millions.
So what would be your pitch for investors to invest in your fund? Like, what's the main thing that you would?
I certainly cannot pitch to investors. I can tell you hypothetically. Because I'm not allowed by the SEC
I'm just saying, like, what makes your fund attractive, in your opinion?
We were, the thesis that I had 10 years ago or 12 years ago played out. I said, you can either be, we've done so much with so little, you can either be crashed by the wave that's coming, or you can ride it. It's everything I've said has happened. There's a video of me in 2017 talking about what happened in 2022 and 2021. Like, it keeps happening. So it's been proven out. On top of that, there are multiple funds that have been created after us and with our mandate in our blueprint that have gone on to do well and who look to us for guidance. So we actually have all of the touch points. We have all of the deal flow and the network and the infrastructure that we've built manually, essentially. So everything that they're looking for those to find the companies, they don't have to do a thing. Come find the companies through us. Then we nurture the companies. They don't have to do that either. And then we are able to, the way we've already done, source the companies that then go on to have high enterprise value.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.